Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hello, yes, my name is Ahmad. I buy something on in Facebook, the iron set, and the lady gave me a discount because she said, I don't know, the thing is finished, and that's not true. They still have it on Facebook. And then she gave me customerdirectserving.com to order something for my money. So I try to do it. I cannot do it. I cannot. They reject the account. They reject the discount.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
The zip code I was ordered. The thing is zip code. Hello.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't really hear you.
One moment. One moment, please. I'll give it to you. It's the zip code. I never remember the zip code. Okay, it's 33170.
Okay, what was your name again, ma'am?
My name is Ahmad Group.
Can you spell it, please?
Ahmad, A-R-M-A-N-D-E. Last name is G, like a George, O-U-R-G-U-E.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, you said you purchased something? You were charged for something?
Yes. I purchased like the kitchen set iron. They call it
cruiser. Okay, how much was the charge for, ma'am?
They charged me $56.
Okay.
And I ordered a kitchen aid too.
Okay, give me one second. I'm just trying to find an account for you. Can you spell the first name again, please?
A-R-A-N-D as a dog, E.
Okay, A-R-A-A-N-D-E?
No. A-R-M-A-N-D-E.
Okay, A-R-M-A-N-D-E.
No, not B, D. D as a dog, E.
D as in dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A-R-M-A-N-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and the last name, G-O-U-R-G-U-E?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
It's 22905 Southwest 128th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33170.
Thank you. Give me one second while I review this account, ma'am. Okay, I do see that you called on Friday as well as Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're calling about the charges. Your account was canceled that day you called.
Why she canceled it, I don't know, because I don't tell her to cancel it. That's something I ordered.
Okay, it says...
There was an Indian lady. Maybe she doesn't understand. When I called her, I said I never received the thing I was ordered.
Okay, give me one second. I'm reading the notes. Okay, I see you also asked for a refund.
I don't ask for a refund. She said she will give me a refund because the order is canceled, but I don't cancel no order. That's why I said to her, that's a scam, because I don't think it's fair when something and on Facebook, they said to order it for $56, and then after that they said to cancel the thing. I don't know why she do that.
Okay, so we're not we can't cancel the order unless you ask for it.
No. I don't ask to cancel. You hear? I don't have to cancel no order.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. Okay, and I also see that you asked for another voucher to be sent to you.
I don't ask for the voucher. Oh, my God. I don't ask
ma'am.
To send a voucher. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah,
hello?
This is what happened.
Okay, my mother ordered something, and then it was canceled. I don't know who canceled it, but it was canceled on your end. She called, and the woman she was talking to said that a refund cannot be given to us for some
mm-hmm.
reason. She said she was going to send her a voucher. That's what
okay.
happened.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, as I'm looking at the notes from the last 3 days of the calls, it says the account was canceled on that Thursday. You called in that same Thursday. They explained the charges to you. It says the customer wanted a refund. It says that they said the charge was valid, which it is, and you agreed up on the $125 voucher that was resent to you. And then it also says that you didn't yet receive the voucher, and they told you that it was sent again and that the account was canceled. And then the next day called back, and it says asked for another refund, but says you can't get a refund. Asked again for the voucher, and you did receive the voucher, and it said you agreed and understood, and then again informed that the account was canceled. So what you're saying is you didn't want the account to be canceled, you never asked for the refund, and you never asked for the voucher.
No. So what happened to the product that was supposed to be shipped?
Like, the kitchen product is not you didn't, okay, the $7.95 for the kitchen product, that was not for the shipping. In the terms and conditions, it'll explain that that's a sweepstakes. You paid to enter the sweepstakes to win the kitchen product, not you didn't pay for the shipping. You didn't necessarily win it. And so the
The
$56.95 charge that they should have explained to you was that's the charge for the discount shopping store, or they might have said factory direct store. And so with that, in the terms and conditions, when you paid the shipping for the KitchenAid or the kitchen product, it'll say that you'll then be enrolled in the discount shopping store on a monthly membership fee, which is that charge. And with that fee, you receive a $125 voucher for that store that you can use towards anything on that store.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. All right. Okay. She shopped on Facebook, and she's not understanding what she's buying.
Okay. Right. Okay. I understand.
So that's what happened. So there's nothing. Okay. So with the voucher then so there's no way that she can get her $56 back?
Give me one second, because as I'm reading the notes, I'm trying to see. It says that she did wanted a refund, but then when I spoke, she said she never asked for the refund.
Okay, so she says she didn't ask for a refund because she thought that kitchen set was going to be sent over. So she thought that by asking for a refund, you guys were saying that
we were going to cancel it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, give me one second to see what I can do about that refund for you.
Okay.
Okay, so as for the refund, I can issue a 35% refund of that $56.95, and it'll be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, what how much is that? 35% of 56?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
So that's like
$19.93.
Okay, we'll just take that. That's fine.
Okay, give me 1 second, then I'll get you the cancellation number as well.
$19, I'm gonna give you back.
It's a dollar.
I gotta ask her again. Nope, they said they're going to give you 35%.
Okay, so I have issued that refund back out to you. Are you ready for that cancellation number, ma'am?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 260-313-722.
And what was the $7 charge for again?
The $7.95 was the charge to enter the sweepstakes. So it's like the shipping you would have paid if you would have won the kitchen product.
Oh, so that $7 was returned because there was nothing shipped.
No, that's okay. So I refunded the charges from the $56.95. The $7.95 can't be returned because that was like the initial charge that began from the kitchen, from entering the sweepstakes. So when you like do the whole thing, it'll tell you that you're entering the sweepstakes in the terms and conditions. So that's why I can't refund the $7.95.
Okay, I have another question. So the woman gave my mother a discount code, right? So she was trying to order something with a discount. How come it wasn't working?
From the store?
Mm-hmm. Because she get okay, so I think it was a $200 voucher.
Yeah, it's 100 and well, yeah, because she would have gotten two of them. Okay. I see go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So it said $200, but she was ordering something for $161 that I tried to put the code in, and it was saying put in a valid code. I mean, it doesn't matter, we're not going to use it because we already, you gave us the whatever. I just wanted to know why it wasn't working.
That I have no idea because it should have worked, especially because it just got sent out 2 days ago, so it's not like it expired. Like, the codes last for the whole month. When did she initially Yeah, I don't know why they should have worked, why they didn't work. I'm sorry. But.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being patient because this is hard to understand.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
No problem. You have a great Sunday, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.